With Montana News, I'm Freddie Menares. ExxonMobil Corporation has agreed to pay a settlement for a 2011 pipeline break that spilled 63,000 gallons of crude oil into the Yellowstone River. The spill fouled an 85-mile stretch of the river starting upstream of Laurel. Governor Steve Bullock.
Montanans deserve and expect ExxonMobil Pipeline Company to be held accountable. This proposed settlement goes a long way in protecting one of the last great free-flowing rivers in the United States.
Bullock, Attorney General Tim Fox, and the U.S. Justice Department announced the deal this morning. The pipeline break killed fish and wildlife and prompted a months-long cleanup. A federal investigation determined Exxon workers failed to heed warnings that the 20-year-old pipeline was at risk from flooding on the Yellowstone. The company called the settlement, quote, adequate to meet the river's restoration needs. It says it regrets the spill happened and is, quote, committed to learning from it. ExxonMobil previously spent $135 million on cleanup and repairs. The Montana Standard has asked a judge to make negotiations on the Butte Hill Superfund site public after 14 years. The Standard and the Silver Bow Creek Headwaters Coalition filed papers in federal court yesterday seeking permission to intervene in the case. The case is between the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the Atlantic Richfield Company over cleanup issues left from decades of mine pollution. If the judge grants the newspaper's initial request, the Standard and the Coalition will argue in court why it is important to lift the veil of secrecy from the cleanup negotiations. A hearing on a request to move two Montana State Hospital patients held in an intensive treatment unit into the general population has been continued to December. District Judge Kathy Seeley said yesterday she had not heard any testimony about how the patients might be kept safe if they were moved. Disability Rights Montana attorney Bridget Erickson says the patients have suffered psychological and emotional harm while being held in isolation. The group alleges the state health department and several employees violated their own policies and state and federal laws in their treatment of the patients. The disability rights group sought an order to have the two isolated patients moved to the general population while the lawsuit was pending. Two hospital psychiatrists testified Monday that the patients can be unpredictably violent, which is part of the reason they are held in isolation. The Montana Attorney General's Office says a man has been arrested in an investigation into possible human trafficking. Spokesman John Barnes says Terrace Tyrell Edwards was arrested last night in Billings and is being held on charge of promoting prostitution. Barnes says the investigation is in its early stages and additional charges could be filed. Lake County Sheriff Don Bell said that Edwards kidnapped a 22-year-old Polson woman and held her against her will for 11 days. A Billings pipe company has paid a $350,000 fine for a scheme to defraud the Chippewa Cree tribe. MT Waterworks pleaded guilty in May to criminal charges that it claimed an Indian ownership preference to get federal and tribal contracts. The contracts include more than $3.3 million from the Chippewa Cree tribe for work on a federally funded water project. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris imposed the fine September 5th in Great Falls. Federal prosecutors say former state representative Tony Belcourt bought into MT Waterworks with $100,000 in federal stimulus money embezzled from the water systems project. Belcourt was sentenced to 7.5 years in prison and ordered to pay $667,000 in restitution for accepting bribes and kickbacks in awarding tribal contracts. A section of the Yellowstone River from Yellowstone National Park downstream to Laurel was closed starting August 19th by Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks after thousands of dead mountain whitefish began appearing on the river's banks. The study says Upper Yellowstone River is the most fish river drainage in Montana, amassing more than 374,000 angler days in 2013. That's nearly 11% of all angler days in the state. The study says some of the loss to businesses in Park County is likely to be offset by potential gain to businesses near the Madison and Missouri rivers, where many guides subsequently took their clients. State wildlife officials say the closure was necessary to protect the long-term viability of the Yellowstone River fishery and to prevent the parasitic disease from spreading to other waterways. Most of the Yellowstone has been reopened to fishing and recreation, but a stretch south of Emigrant remains closed. Supporters of a medical marijuana ballot initiative are asking Montana's top political cop to penalize the efforts of a group opposing their work, according to Kate Carney reports.
Montana Citizens for I-182, a ballot issue group supporting the proposal to expand medical marijuana in the state, filed the complaint with the Commissioner of Political Practices Wednesday afternoon. The complaint is against another ballot issue committee, Safe Montana. That group failed to get enough signatures to put their initiative on the ballot. It would have made all marijuana illegal in the state. Supporters of medical marijuana say Safe Montana is now improperly spending money to oppose their initiative. Montana law requires groups to publicly state if they are a ballot issue group and if they are a group supporting or opposing certain issues. Safe Montana's Steve Zabawa.
In early July, my attorney filed an expansion of our mission, and it states specifically that we're opposed to I-182, no to pot shops on the corner.
Safe Montana's most recent statement of organization form filed with the state says their purpose is to support their own initiative, I-176. It does not list any details about opposing I-182. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.